Hi everyone. How many Django users in here? Raise your hands. Keep your hands up if you are dealing with Django projects with a lot of migrations, with timed continuous integration minutes. Okay, this talk is for you. Perfect. You are in the right room. Now, I am Danny. I'm on your right side of the photo. I work again in JavaScript, Python, Vue.js, Django, everything. It's paying me stuff. So let's start with Django migrations. Are a way to propagate changes to from your models to a database schema and keeping track of them. Let's quickly recap migration commands. So you can use make migrations, migrate, show migration, and SQL migrate. The first one, make migrations, creates new migrations based on your model chains. You can use different parameters in there. For example, an empty migration you can customize. You can give a migration a specific name, and you can restrict the creation of a migration to a specific application. The model, for example, if you want to recreate Twitter, we know the reason for that, is is this one. You can create a class for a model, and then creating the migration with the command will create a new file in your project in the migration folder with this content. So initial equal true if it's the first migration in your project, a list of dependencies if you are using something like, for example, authentication, or if you are on the second migration in the project. The first dependency is the first migration, and a list of operations performed during the migration. Then you can migrate your migration, of course, using this command, specifying an application or not, or a migration name. So if you want to move to a specific point in the history of your migration, you can specify this. So as a new project, you can migrate everything using manage.py migrate, and everything is at the last version of your database schema. Then, if you want to roll back every migration in a project, you can migrate to the zero migration, and everything is rolled back. You can move to the second migration in your project with this, and without specifying a migration number, you can migrate everything to the latest version. Now, how this works under the hood? You have in your database a Django migration